This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Second hour beginning already. On the first day of February, my goodness, January's finally gone. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning, see what he's got to offer. Mike, good morning. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing much. Just living the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how it is. Wanted to be in that river bottom. After all that rain, man, we got like 6 inches.
Did y'all get that much rain up there? Man.
Yeah, we did. It just, man, it just there went crazy. And then I saw that wind was going to be blowing, so I decided to give it a few days, let everything calm down before I go back in the woods with that dog. So just, Miss Darlene had a bunch of projects for me, so I've been trying to help her out and get some of that stuff done. Matter of fact, she got on that spring cleaning mode yesterday. She was off yesterday. And
man was kind of piddling around doing stuff like that. I'm dreading that. Boy, that's...
Oh, me too.
Man, when I was a kid, my mother used to go off the handle like that. And, I mean, I'm talking all the woodwork, everything in the house had to be scrubbed. Oh, I mean, it was just... Talk about a classic detail.
Yep. So it's kind of
when we
around
were kids,
here.
We hated that. Oh man!
Yep. But other than that, everything's just kind of quiet. Like I said,
It is. Just couple of good big boy tournaments going on this weekend. You know, with the Conroe deal, and then the Legends tournament down in Port Mansfield, and that's really about it.
Yep. So. At least they got some weather for it. I mean,
that's true.
A little cool this morning, but well, they're talking about getting up close to 80 about midweek.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a real nice weather week next week. You know, warmth anyway.
Yep. Yeah, I got a friend of mine called me yesterday, and he got a permission to get into Gibbons Creek and.
Wow.
He called me. He said, "You got a boat home, right?" And I said, "Yeah, I got a boat home." He said, "Well, I got permission to go in there, so I might be going to give
him." Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it would.
When's the last time you fished that place?
Well, let me think. When it opened.
Right. Yeah.
Me and Dearman had a connection, a customer of ours. Grandmother lived there in that little old town. And, you know, you had to call in to get days to fish it because it just let so many boats go in there. And we were done thinking about it when that call-in deal was going to do because we was going to have to call long distance. That we probably wasn't going to get many days. But anyhow, I got the first 31 days in there, and Deerman got like 37. And I don't guess I've been back on it since then. But right. I fished it 31 straight days when it opened. And it was unbelievable. And when they opened that lake, it was right in the middle of the spot. And it was... I had a fish. I caught her 11 times. I didn't catch her 11 straight days, but within them 31 days, I caught her 11 times off the same stump. And she was 8-9 pound fish.
Dang.
Yeah, she was stupid. But we was fortunate enough that there were several of us from up around Alaska that knew an old rancher over there, and we'd go over there way before it opened. Now, we couldn't take a boat, but we'd go and lake fish it. And it was, man, was unbelievable. Craziest thing I ever saw. And it was a lot of fun.
Right.
But after that, I don't think I ever went back because you do something like that for 31 straight days, you kind of get wore out.
Yeah.
Want to see some different scenery, you know. And
true.
So, but, you know, they hammered on them fish for years. So, but I do know, matter of fact, I got a customer that's, he's got kinfolk that own property there, and he got to go in there and fish it last year, and that crappie fishing was off the chart. And what I understand now is what the guy told me yesterday was, you know, they was going to subdivide that. Somebody, a conglomerate, bought all of that property, and including the, and I might be wrong on this, so don't nobody listening to us get the wrong idea, but they bought the plant and everything.
Yeah.
And they was going to subdivide it, and there was some hiccup, because I was, me and Darlene was interested in buying a piece of it. They did it. But somebody's come in there and bought that plant now, from what I'm understanding, and things have changed. And the state of Texas is what I'm hearing now. Just hear me out. The state of Texas is going to take the lake over and try to turn it into a super bass, you know, type lake. So, don't know, but they're wanting to catch as many fish out of it right now as it can be caught. So, but I mean, it's just a limited amount of people that can go in there and do it. So, Yeah, we interested in going there and see. So, you know, electronics nowadays, it won't be no problem with them going in there and catching all them crappies. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know. That's well, it's become an unfair advantage to the fish.
It has. You know, and I'm keeping up with some of it, and, you know, there's a lot of places that's banned the use of it on the lakes. So I know a bunch of stuff.
Well, how do they enforce that?
I don't know. I guess, you know, they wrote a law in, and they're going to have to enforce it now. I guess if you get caught on that lake without equipment, you're going to get a ticket. So,
if you show up at that particular lake and you got that kind of equipment on your boat, you might not want to put your boat in then.
Right.
Correct.
But, I mean, there's so much. I've been following one guy that's really into the know and all that stuff. And, I mean, it's like our U.S. politics. That's how bad fishing is now.
Yeah.
I mean,
fishing all across the board, it's gotten so political, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we've come to. You know.
Yep.
When I was a kid, I remember while we did, we were loaning a boat and a paddle. We went and caught them. So, and had fun doing it.
Right.
But now, you know, I mean, I'm talking back. People won't even know what I'm talking about. I'm talking back the day of the hula popper, the jitterbugs
and
yeah.
Lucky 13s and
oh yeah,
all you know, devil's horses.
Yep. Well, I think you know I need to look next time I'm in Academy or someplace like that. I'm gonna look see if they're even still selling that devil horse. I bet they are.
I don't know. I hadn't run into them.
But you know, you think.
But
about
I don't
it,
look, look either. You know,
you don't look for one. Look. I mean, I got some hanging in my gun room. They're all wooden though. They, you know, they went to plastic. You know, later on when they were built.
Remember when they first came out with them crankbaits, the little ends and the big O's?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, bass were crazy over them.
So that little end was. That was my go-to bait.
Man, that little end was something else, boy. I caught a bunch of bass off that bait.
You bet. So, you know, they just, technology has just put it forward. So, you know, everybody comes up with a bigger and better one.
You know, technology and, I mean, craftsmanship and rods and reels and line and just, I mean, the fish are... they're at a disadvantage now. We got the upper hand on them a lot of ways, but they still got to buy it to catch them. If they don't buy it, they don't get them. You know?
Yeah, but I guarantee you can go take a little end or a rattle trap and still go catch them.
So, right.
I mean, a rattle trap is, you know, it's like in the fall over there when that big push of them bull reds in Venice. You know, you go to see all them bass boats out there and right in the middle of all us guides, and every one of them are throwing a rattle trap and probably catch more bull red than we do. The bull red can't handle that rattle trap, but it's just a pogey swimming by him, you know, you think about it.
Yeah.
But rattle trap catch everything. You know, I guarantee you, fall time like that.
Any species, fresh or salt water, that bait will catch
fish. Exactly right. I guarantee you I can get on them rocks in that river, just get on a trouble motor and go down through there throwing that rattle trap or a spinnerbait. You know, that spinnerbait, that's another bait. They'll catch everything.
A spinnerbait will catch a heck out of trout, too. I found that out in a land cut one year fishing a redfish tournament. We're throwing spinnerbaits in that grass, catching them reds, and, man, we were catching 5 and 6 pound trout on them.
Yep. You know, it was... oh, it's been 15 years ago. Remember I was telling you one time I was catching them trout on them spinnerbaits over there?
Right.
And guy called me right after I got off air. He said, I don't believe Jeff Cody. He said, I can't.
Well, come on. I'll show you.
And he did. He come in.
Really?
He come. Yeah, and I showed him.
That's
crazy.
Cool.
Especially if you got that grass. Man, them trout getting that grass. You know, even this time of year, when I used to fish in January and February, which I don't know more, but like next week, which there ain't no grass in Venice right now, but if there was grass, I guarantee you I'd go take that spinnerbait and wire them up. Them trout love getting that grass up on them mud flats.
Yeah, they do. Warmth.
Yep, warmth. That's what it's all about. And the bait, too.
Well, temperature, warm temperatures draw bait. And what does bait draw? Draws fish, plus warm
that's right.
water. That's that's the key ingredients.
Yep. So, other than that, that's it. I did hear a report that the boat show had so many boats in it, you couldn't walk down the aisles.
Really?
Yep. Mike Phelps called me yesterday. That boy is Cody. He's got his big Freeman in there for Suzuki sponsored him. And
yeah.
He said he went down there, I guess Wednesday when it opened, and he said this was like the old school back when it was in the Astro Arena and all that. He said it's packed. So.
And they have that now at a Reliant, right?
Yeah. NRG.
Or NRG, Reliant, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stay on top of them.
I can't either. That's,
no more Minute Maid Park anymore. I don't even know what the new one's called.
No, I don't either. I'd have to think about that one.
Yeah.
I guess it's just all NRG because that's a Reliant arena.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's crazy how this year's flying by. I mean,
I know. It's way crazy how it's starting off, too. Can you believe that second plane crash last night in Philadelphia? That's crazy.
I mean, I saw it on social media, and I...
That thing went down like a missile. Looked like a missile in the air in the first video I saw it, and it was just, I guess they had an engine on fire or something. It was crazy.
Yep. And I told her, I said, we need to watch the news because you can't believe everything you see on social media.
Well, that's true. But a lot of times you'll see it on social media before you will on the news.
Yep, exactly. But that helicopter and airplane, that something ain't adding
up. Don't add
in
up.
My mind, don't add up.
It don't add up.
I mean, there's no way that, there's just, and there's too much speculation going on about that.
Well, that's, you let the media get a hold of it, and now here it comes. I mean, it's...
Yeah, everybody's got a different spin on it.
Yeah, everybody wants to be the first one to solve the puzzle, you know?
Yep, and I don't know if we'll ever...
Need to worry more about them grieving families.
Exactly. You know, it's like that one reporter I saw that husband was talking about, he got a text from his wife. That was on that plane, and I think it was his wife and his daughter. That reporter asked him, he said, you mind showing us them text messages? And I went,
take some gumption, doesn't it? I'd have had to lay him out.
That's what I'm talking about. That's where we're at. So,
yes, it
I don't
is.
Know. It's unfortunate.
All right, Mike. Well, I got to run, buddy.
And
somebody
flew
wants to
by
call you
kind of like this year.
Yeah, that ain't no joke.
All right, buddy. Give me a call at 832-338-9376. Get us on the web to RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, my friend. Well, you take care, Mike. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Later.
Later. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building and family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's get to our phone lines. Let's go down to Galveston and check in with Captain James Plogg this morning. Hey, James, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, dog. Not a lot.
Man, I was looking at that Legends deal. Where's all them eights and nines?
Well, that's what I was saying earlier. Maybe the bite wasn't so good, and maybe we'll see some today.
Yeah, you'll see today. I think a lot of that, I ain't saying nothing negative. There's a lot of nice fish. I mean, but, everybody advertising that stuff, you just pop out there and get you 8 or 9 pounder. Kids down there fishing make it look easy. And that ain't easy. That ain't how it works.
No.
You can spin it, make it look a lot better than what it really is.
Well,
we'll see today.
That's every aspect of life nowadays. Let's spin it. Spin it.
Ain't
spin
that it. The truth, buddy? Ain't that
everything?
The truth? Look, just some dude going down there fishing, that don't fish down there a lot, but those guys been pre-fishing for a month. that's supposedly the best of the best down there doing that. That's a lot of people. What, three-man teams? I don't have any. Well, you got 50 teams, 46 or something. That's
right.
A lot of people chunking and winding in there, man, not to catch an eight-pounder. I was surprised. But I guess they had that same west wind we had down here. You'll see today, but nowadays it's probably calm down there. And I guess you can go fish anywhere you want, huh? Fast as you can go.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to go.
Pretty much wherever you want to fish, buddy.
I was looking at Jay's deal. He said, man, I kind of miss it till I don't. Everybody blasts out there going like 80, 90 miles an hour. He said, nah, I'm good. It's really a boat race, man. It's really a boat race. But we'll see today.
Yeah.
It's pretty calm down here. It looked like it was west a minute ago, but now it looks like
it had some west in it all morning. I hadn't looked at it here lately, but pretty much a lot of west in the wind this morning.
Yeah, the stacks look like they just turned to the east just a little bit right now.
Offshore, out there at the 22-mile buoy, it's west at 2 to 4 out there.
Huh.
I'm sure there'll be some boats headed wahoo fishing, bill fishing this weekend.
Yeah, does it hold through tomorrow? Yeah, I guess it does. I looked at it today. I looked at it for tomorrow. It's like southeast at 5 is what the
east northeast 5 to 10 today, and then southeast at 5 tomorrow. Man, pretty much everything I'm showing, it's got west in it.
Really?
Yeah. Down at the pass, it's west-northwest at 2.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
North Jetty, it's west at 2. Up my way, it's west at 0.
You know, sometimes in stacks, you look at, you know, when they get up there kind of high, you know, above
right.
the ground, that wind will change a little bit sometimes, but it won't
right.
be right on the ground. But ain't enough of it to worry about. But, man, that tide got low yesterday, buddy. That west wind, it got low.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Wonder if they had much wind way down south. They probably didn't off that front. They don't get as much wind off these fronts down there as we do up here.
No, sometimes they don't make it. Look like that one drug down there, but it probably wasn't too bad. That west wind kind of blows off them banks over there anyway. It don't blow straight down it.
They probably had a little high pressure to play with, and that's never good when you're fishing shallow water.
No. Well, we'll see today. You don't need but 3 bites. I guess there's a redfish in that deal, too. You got to catch a red.
Well, yeah, you got your trout stringer, and then you got your combined stringer.
Gotcha. But you can win just the trout if you don't catch no redfish.
I think that's the way they do it, and they have the, you know, probably a big redfish pot, and I don't know how it all works. I need to fish one to figure it out. I just don't ever have time to do it. I have to work.
Yeah, you just got to get invited for somebody. You just get in and go fishing.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, y'all go down there and pre-fish for a month, and I'll hop on the boat and look like a hero with you.
Yeah. ain't nobody inviting us, man. We're way too old.
No, we're done.
Inviting us to do nothing.
Sight for sore eyes in the rearview mirror.
That's it, buddy. We went Friday, and... and those fish, they definitely pulled in shallow. I mean, it was, man, when we get out, it was kind of dark. I ain't really been real early, but I was looking at when that miner was, which I ain't no big major miner guy, but I said, man, I better go on and go. Anyway, my guy, Sam, he got there a little bit early. I said, man, let's go. So we leave, and yes, that day it was supposed to be all that rain and all that bad stuff. It was blowing pretty good, man. It was clipping pretty good when I left the house. It was blowing about 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of faded down a little bit. And we got out, and I said, man, look at all these mullet. We didn't see nothing. It's dark. You can't already see nothing. You just start getting where you see your lure land. I said, man, look at all these mullet in here. And you could look down there and say, man, there's got to be some fish in here. And when it kind of got daylight, the water was just air clear, man. And then when it kind of got daylight, the mullets go away. You don't see nothing. And, buddy, they went to biting. It was as fast as you could catch them for as long as you could catch them. I mean, they're just fish, biggest one, 3.5. But
right.
We made one pass in there, and we caught 50 trout and 5 reds.
My
we just
gosh.
Went away. It was just on anything you want to catch them on. It didn't matter. It did not matter. Cool. The best bite I had, Mickey, the best fish, I was in shallow. Kenny went with me, and Sam and Kenny was on the outside. And Kenny was furthest out to eat. He was just catching fish. They were 16, 17 and a half, 18 inches. And
right.
Sam was in between him and me, and he was catching some decent fish. I mean, he caught, I don't know how many he caught. Well, I mean, like a lot. But he caught some 18 to 20-inch fish, and I didn't catch near as many fish as they did. But the ones I caught were a little bit better. You know, I caught them on, and I got it out the other day. I looked at it. It was sitting there hanging there, and I put some hooks on it. And remember, we used to catch all them big trout, cockatoo on them catch 2000s.
Yeah, World War II.
I had a junior, and I put some hooks on there, and I'm watching Sam.
A catch junior? I don't even think I have a catch junior.
I got one, and it's good. It's a good. I just put it in there, put some hooks. I said, man, I'm going to catch them on this thing. And I got out with a Marylander, and I caught a couple on a regular 51, and I don't know what. Kenny was throwing everything. And Sam had a Lily on, and I watched him work his bait. And he's catching one every cast. And I said, man, he's barely even pulling that thing down. I could see him working his rod. I was thinking, man, and the lure can't be more than about 4 or 5 inches underneath the surface.
Right.
And I put that 2000 on, kind of just held it up there a little bit, just kind of twitch it, just let it just sit there and hover. The second cast, I caught one. Yeah, I went to work on it. But I wasn't in as many fish. Then I got in them redfish. You get in there shallow, the redfish was eating me up. Just keep a rig.
Yeah, they crawled up on the bank, man.
Yeah, there's some little ones, like 14 inches. And then I didn't want to catch any reds, but every time I catch a trout, he was better. So I said, man, the way he's working that bad. Once they hit it, the water was 59 degrees. I looked at it when I got out. And it was the same as it was when I got in. Excuse me, because nothing changed. It was cloudy, and then it kind of got pretty calm, and it was raining a little bit. And I said, man, I got my box. Well, you know, when it's cold like this, I take all them top waters out. Now, I don't really want to throw one.
The only guy I know that'll throw top waters when it's snowing is Maurice.
Hey, Maurice will throw them in 22-degree water.
Yeah, he will.
It could be on top of the ice, and he'd still be throwing one. So I don't have one. I told Sam, I said, hey, man, you got a top water? He said, yeah. I didn't tell him to put it on. If I want one, I'll walk over there and get one from him. We walk along there fishing, and I seen him change his bait, and he put a top water on us. Man, let's see if they'll eat this thing. Hey, second cast, he catches 120 inches. Absolutely destroying a thought. It didn't matter what you throw.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. We didn't even go back through there. We made that one pass, and that front was supposed to come through there about 11. But, really, at 2 o'clock, at 2, they said the world's supposed to come to the end. So, man, we'll get out of here. But it never got too terrible.
It took forever for that thing. That thing, once it got around the coast, it was just crawling. It took it forever. Well, that next morning, I was looking at the radar, and, you know, you could see lightning offshore. It was just clearing us and, you know, training into Louisiana, still out in the Gulf. It took it forever to blow through here. That's why it, you know, puffed up more yesterday, you know.
Hey, the real little front, I left and went to the gym yesterday morning, and I got home about 9. And the real front hit right when I got home. It went from like nothing.
Well, it was just kicking in. It was moving so slow, you know, to our east.
Man, but Mickey, that water was so clear, dude.
I bet, man. That cold spell just, you know, it killed all the photoplankton and everything. And, it makes it so clear and beautiful.
Awesome. And I think that's another reason, you know, especially like hard baits. Oh, you could put a jig on. You could walk out there with a jig.
Stupid. Well,
you can only catch one every cast. And it didn't matter. But you know yourself, when that water gets that clear like that, a lot of stuff will work, man. I mean, they can see it. But they would definitely bite. And they're all just nice fish.
Mirror lure and corky water, man. I love it.
You ain't kidding. But that little 2000 junior, I ain't throwed one really of any consequence.
Boy, we used to crush them on them 2000s. We don't even throw them anymore.
Nope. Don't even get them out. And it's a great bait. And
it is.
And I was fishing with a Lily there for a little while, and I said, man, I ain't working my bait right now. I was digging mine down a little bit, letting it get down. I'd get a bite. I was catching them. But Sam was catching them. I took that thing and started doing what he was doing. I know it's just, I can't believe I can't even see it. You know, it's so far close to the top. Absolutely destroying it.
Boy, I love a Lily bite. It's hard to beat.
It was just good fishing. Then Kenny put a fat boy on trying to catch something better. It was the same. Catch just as many, but the same size. I don't know how many good ones went there. It's not a place where I really catch no real good ones. They catch nice fish, and they say the biggest one about 3.5.
Right.
But I think if you wanted to go in there, which I don't, and go red fishing and catch redfish, I don't know how many you could caught. I mean, I quit throwing in there because I could tell when a redfish bite what it is. Man, they're a redfish. They're pushing that bait all around. You probably could have put some kind of little old tail on there and went through there and went wet fishing and caught 20 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we'll see. I hadn't been fishing here. I was just a guest. Because, you know, I told you, we beat everything up on Thursday, and, man, we had a tough time. And it might have just been the bite. It might have just been the day. True. I might have could have went back done the same thing on Thursday and been better. I don't know.
Well, everybody's bite Thursday was kind of slow from everybody I talked to. Just, you know.
Well, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just.
Just one of them days, just, man.
Yeah. I may go try that tomorrow. Back in there and try that, because there were some really good fish, but man, you get a bite about every 4 days, which is fine if they were 6 or 7 pounds. I don't think there's that kind of fish in there.
We shall see. Well, hey, man, it's always good talking to you, James. If somebody wants to call you about doing some winter wade fishing, early spring stuff, how they get a hold of you, man?
All right, brother, holler at me, man. 497-717-7306.
All right, James. Well, have a good day. Good talking to you.
Hi, brother. Holla at you, man.
Later, dog. See you. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market, located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. And go by their store. Check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. You can try it before you buy it. Plus, they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pecan smoked pulled pork and homemade hot dogs with bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And if you go in the store, you spend more than $25, you're eligible to buy their package bacon, 36-ounce, all varieties for just $9.89, limit 2. And their wild game processing facility, it's open year-round. And if you're still taking in does or spikes or what have you, exotics, try their new sausage recipe. It's really good. You got to try it. Get deer tamales made, venison hot dogs. Your family will love you that you did. And the Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It's 538 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's go check in G-Town with Sharky Marquez this morning. Good morning, Michael. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Man, it's going, brother. I'm going to talk to my buddy Mickey, and then I'm going to go back to sleep for an hour or two and get ready for another little offshore Wahoo run a little bit later
this evening. Yeah, I think you're going with Jeff, huh?
Man, I wanted to go with Jeff real bad, but I'm going to end up, man, we've been so slow and this weather's been so terrible that I told him I needed to go ahead and take a trip. I wish I was going.
Okay, well, that's good. You're going.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm going anyway. They are, it sounds like they're going to go and do some marlin fishing though. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was going to do some marlin fishing.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And with the Starlink, it you know sounds like y'all be able to still do the show and everything tomorrow.
Well, that's what I told him. I'd call him, and we'll check out how good that Starlink works, 130, 140 miles out or whatever he's going to be.
Man, I mean, if somebody would have told you 30 years ago, I mean, that you'd be having a phone call and on the radio 130 miles offshore.
Didn't I talk to you one time on yours?
You did.
That's what I told Jeff. I think I've talked to Sharky on his, and it was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bell out there, so.
Yeah, that's right. We were. I mean, it's just amazing. It's amazing to think about. Shoot, 5 years ago, just with the Garmin in, 2 years ago, with the Garmin inReach, taking 20 minutes to send a text, you know. 20 minutes to send and receive a text back, and now you've got, you know, Facebook Live and FaceTime and
right.
Netflix and whatever else you want, you know? It's pretty crazy. Right. Pretty crazy. Well, that's awesome, man. We're excited. Nice little weather window. We're going to get out there. I'm a little bit, I don't want to say more prepared because we had a great trip last time and caught a whole bunch of fish, but I am, man, I've got a lot more baits pre-rigged, and I'm looking good, man. I'm looking good for this one to get out there and just smack them. And I really think this time what I'd like to do is get out there, catch a bunch of wahoo, and then allocate a good hour, man. I kept going over the tops of these humps and little canyons and mounds and all that over the area we were fishing, and I was running my down scan, and of course they're all lit up with fish, and I called Jeff and I'm like, man, what do you think? You know, I know that probably a lot of those are snapper, and he was saying, man, for how far I was in the water depth, a lot of them could be like queen snapper and some grouper and stuff, which is super cool. So I'd love to get hooked up into some of those. So anyway, all that to say, this time around I think I'm going to catch, I hope the wahoo bite's good. We'll fill up the boat with those guys and then maybe have an hour allocated to doing some slow pitch jigging on the bottom and trying to catch grouper and whatever else we could find down there. So that'll be cool, man. I'm looking forward to trying it at least.
Well, I hope Hope it all comes together.
I'm sure it will.
Jeff said he's probably going to be around 150, 160 miles out. So.
Yeah, that's a haul, man. That's a haul.
Guff looks like it's going to be nice for you guys anyway. It's about time, huh?
Yeah, about time, man. Even on that last one, it got a little hairy on us.
Yeah, it got bumpy on the way back, didn't it? Did east wind come up?
Yeah, it was a frontal line out there, and it just it wasn't supposed to come up our way, and it was supposed to kind of hover around, you know, more out towards Freeport and stuff, but it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that line of wind was smack dab, and I mean, just down the whole coast. it was fun. Yeah. But the only thing I'm worried about this time is just fog, man. They're calling for some sea fog, and gosh, to be, you know, 100 miles offshore and running into fog trying to get home is not a fun deal. You know, you got to be extra careful. You know, we're always careful, but man, when you're talking about running in fog and you got a lot of other boats that are going, you know, kind of out there around the same time and coming back probably around the same time, man, you just got to be careful.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
So, you know, staying alert, man. Going to be staying alert.
It's a lot warmer when you get way offshore, isn't it?
Man, it felt good. We were in t-shirts.
I saw that. I said, man, look at them guys. We're all bundled up here fishing inshore, and they're out. The old Mother Guff with t-shirts on. Boy.
That's right. That? I'll tell you what, though, that was short-lived, man. That ride home when we were taking waves over the side and getting splashed. And, buddy, we were all freezing, my man. We were freezing, but hoping that we're not going to be going through nearly that on the ride home this time. So we'll see, man. That's part of it. Other than that, once the Wahoo trip's done, we're just going to be full speed ahead, getting ready for the Houston Fishing Show coming up super, super fast. It's right around the corner. So I wonder how the boat show was. I haven't heard much on the boat show.
Very stacked and packed.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of boats in there.
Yeah. That's good. I wonder if they got the traction they were hoping for this year, and I wonder if it's been busy. I guess today's probably the main days, right?
Yeah, Saturday's always a big day at those. A lot of tire kicking going on. Got all the kids, and just, I remember when I'd work those, we'd go through 500 business cards in one day because all the kids would come by your table and just rake everything off in their sacks. I mean, it would be so crowded you couldn't even get out of your booth to go to the bathroom.
Crowded,
you know. That was back in the day, though.
Things are different.
There's so much everything now with social media. I mean, people don't even go shopping for a boat anymore. They just go online and buy one and have it delivered to their house, just like a vehicle now. It's crazy.
Yeah, buddy.
Things have changed, didn't it?
With Amazon and, you know, ordering online direct, I mean, people don't have a reason to get out there and do it.
Man, yeah. I want to drive it. I want to feel it, experience
yeah,
it.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Do that. Unless I know what I'm buying and I've already done that and just say, hey, I can get it online cheaper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Your favorite, you know, you got some jig heads or something you could just order online.
I know. For the last two, I've got muscle car bug so bad. I guess I'm just getting old and I'm going back in time. I want another GTO so bad, and I've been going online, you know, looking at all that and just going, man, do I really need to spend this kind of money? But it is an investment. I mean, I could leave it behind and my son could sell it for a lot of money.
Come on, man.
Ride around in a muscle car again, man. Bark the tires and
come on
through some gears, man. You know, feel that.
Hey, I think it's a good idea, Mickey. I think you ought to do it.
My
I ain't
wife
playing
told
with
me,
you
said,
either.
Well, buy
I
that one. I said, buy it online right now. I said, I want at least drive it.
You have to drive it. Yeah.
Well, they give you all the videos. A total restoration. I mean, they frame off. I mean, they go all the way through the car. It's like showroom, you know. But
yeah, yeah. Are you far enough?
Like.
You're far enough away from you know the salt air. I mean, you're far enough to where it wouldn't affect it as bad, huh?
No, not up in Trinity Bay anymore. I remember it used to be salty and it'd rust things around the house. Not anymore. As fresh as it's been the last 10. Maybe I can change things up. Buy me a classic car, and then the salt will come back.
Yeah, and then you'll be out there with WD-40 spraying the rims.
No, I'll be out there fishing every day.
Yeah, exactly. Golly.
The bug gets you. You just get these. You'll know when you get older. It just you look back in time and, in the 60s and 70s and your younger part of your life when you want to sit down behind the wheel of one of those again. No doubt.
I think you ought to do it. I really do, man. I really, really do.
I can't surf anymore, but my GTO, I never took the surf racks off of it until they blew off in the tunnel one time.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, 18-wheeler or dump truck ran over our surfboards. That was the end of that deal.
Oh, my gosh.
We were headed to G-Town, baby.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Those were the days, man.
I think you ought to do it, brother. I'm serious. I think you ought to go and get you one, man. If you got the means to do it, and gosh, you got one life, man, just enjoy it. Live it, baby.
Yeah, that'd be fun to go back in time again. Do it one more time.
Yeah, you come pick me up, and we'll rip around the Strand or something. You know, act like a bunch of fools.
I just got a text from a listener, man, with a blue. I can't. That's a 67. I had a 66. That's what I'd like to have, either a 6 or a 7. My older brother had a 67.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet. Heck yeah. Well, tell him to swing by and pick us up, and we'll go for a joyride.
This one even has air conditioning in it.
Yeah, that's luxury.
Most of
that's luxurious.
Rest of mods, you see, they don't have AC in them. This area, you got to have AC, man. I know
I talked
to you a little bit on top end, but hey, as long as it'll bark the tires when I change gears, I'm good with it.
I like it, man.
Six
I like
five
it.
Burnouts, baby.
Shoot. Boy, that'd be something. Well, let me know when you get that sucker. And we'll ride around with it with you.
Well, you can't take it to the grave with you.
Yeah. Enjoy it, man. Get out there and rip it around, man. We'll go do some donuts after a good rain in the parking lot or something.
We used to do those on the beach, man. I used to love driving my goat on the beach.
Oh, that's sweet.
Leave a trail.
Oh, yeah. We went out there.
You can't drive down the beach down there anymore, can you?
Well, there's 8 Mile Sunny Beach right across from where we stay, but during the snow, man, we took my wife's car out to the beach. She wanted to see the snow, and I said, "Oh shoot, baby, let me drive this thing." Boy, there was nobody on the beach, man. We were doing. She was screaming at the top of her lungs. She's like, "Let me out of this thing!" Oh God, we were having I was having so much fun. She was not having as much fun, but I was having a lot of fun.
Right.
Good times, man. If you ever, one thing that I don't think a lot of people have done is driven on a snowy beach, you know?
Right.
It was cool, man. It was like a big old ice skating rink out there.
Well,
crazy. Something you don't see very often, at least in these parts, you know?
Right.
Crazy, 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 man.
Man, I hope y'all have a good trip offshore, man. Hope the Gulf stays flat and you can go do your thing.
Appreciate it, brother. I'm looking forward to it. We're gonna
go who fishing again.
Yep. We'll go do some wahoo and man, I was getting them on Nomad is like they make this lure called the DTX DTX minnow, and it's right. I don't know, it's buddy, it doesn't look like no minnow. It comes in like a 6, 7, and 8 inch, you know, model or whatever, and right. I get the 200s or
do you
big
pull
baits,
it pretty fast, man. And it runs true, it doesn't jump out of the water or anything.
Yeah, these things are sweet. You know, every now and then that thing gets whacked 5 or 6 times and it starts acting funky, and at that point
you just
swap it out. But I'm running like 5, 6.
Y'all use real vibrant, bright colors or what?
Yeah, but man, on this last go round, so you know, of course, just like the Rapala divers and all that stuff that, you know, we used to troll for kingfish, they come in all kinds of crazy colors. But man, this last trip, my best lure was black. It was just solid black, and it had some pink streaks on it.
Oh, cool.
You know? And it was, yeah, super cool-looking lure. Real dark, and I don't know, man. It looked good ripping through that blue, nice blue water out there. And those Wahoo thought so, too. So, and then, of course, one of my favorites is pink, man. Anything that's pink or, you know, bright pink, purple, all that neon color stuff, man, usually does pretty well out there.
Right.
You know, it's just something different. So.
Well, cool, man. Throw out some info. Somebody wants to get with you and go offshore or fish inshore, you guys. Give them some info.
Yeah,
man.
For sure. You for bet. Sure, man. Come on with it. We are also offering for Sunday, we're doing $100 off any inshore trip, 4 hour, and $200 off our 6 hour trip. So if y'all are interested in that, man, give us a call and hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. And then give us a call anytime after 8 a.m. this morning, 979-248-1529. And Miss Mama Sharky will answer the phone and get you guys lined up and booked up.
Hooked up and booked up, baby.
Hooked up and booked up, baby. All right, brother.
Sharky, have a good one. Take care, buddy.
You too, man. We'll talk to you next week. See you,
buddy. Later. All right. Well, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience. They're here to support you from start to finish, whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.